the members are happy, and so and the audience too is loving it too. And last night they had a rollicking good time with One Monkey.
If you go to the website, you'll find an easy way to get tickets. It's newhorizontheater.org, and there are rates for students and seniors as well as school age students. It's affordable regardless, but there are special rates there. I believe tickets are available in the community too, right?
Yes, at Dorsey's Digital Imaging on Frankstown Avenue. And you can pay at the door too if seats are available. And we accept the payment at the door. And that's theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Yes.
When you're going to the site.
And it's all at Carnegie Library Auditorium in Homewood. Opened last night, and I'm excited that it's a relatively long run, too. So through the 29th, which is Sunday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 3rd through the 5th, and the 10th through the 12th. So best wishes for a good run. Anything
Thank
else to
you.
Add,
Just
Joyce?
That you're going to have a fun time, and, you know, in these days, we need to kind of take a break and have a fun time. So this will give you time to kind of laugh and kind of laugh at yourself, too, because that's what this play does with these two families. And some of our cast, you mentioned some of our longstanding cast are Chuck Timbers, Brenda Marks, we have in it Carla Payne, and you might know some of those names that we've had in quite a few of our plays. Corey Langford. So it's just a real fun cast, and they work real well together. And we're happy that we were able to get most of them back from the beginning of the pandemic, that when this was scheduled, and it was a schedule at the same time of the year. So again, if you think that you've seen this play before with New Horizon, and some people have been calling Larry saying, haven't I seen this one before?
No, it's a new one. It's
I said, no, you just heard me talking about it a lot.
That's funny. I had the same feeling. I knew you wouldn't have programmed the same play twice like that, but I'm thinking, wait a minute. Didn't we hear this one?
Yep.
Again, it's newhorizontheater.org, and Joyce Megerson Moore, thank you. Here's to a good run.
Oh, thank you so much, and we appreciate your support as usual.
You bet.
Everybody come out to see us. I'm there all the time, so we'll get to meet once you come to the door.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks.
I've got a
never-ending
love for you. From now on, that's all I want. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love. So good I can hold it tight.
Delaney and Bonnie and friends with never ending the song of love. It just ended, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was on way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, the big wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel and a wheel, it was on way in the middle of the air. Now some go to church to sing and shout way in the middle of the air. 6 months later and they all shouted out way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was way in the middle of the air. Yeah, the little wheel run by faith, the big wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel and a wheel, yes, way in the middle of the air. Now let me tell you what a hypocrite do, yes, way in the middle of the air. He will talk about me and I'll talk about you, way in the middle of the air. By the grace of God, wheel and a wheel, it was way in the middle of the air. Not a one thing sure that you can't do, way in the middle of the air. Hey, you can't serve God and say not to, way in the middle of the air. And Ezekiel saw the wheel, hey, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was way in the middle of the air. Oh, little wheel run by faith, big wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel and a wheel, get away in the middle of the air.
Spider John Kerner here at the Saturday Light Brigade with his song Ezekiel. Busy morning. We're so happy to have you along with us. And this hour, we're going to be talking about the 85th anniversary celebration of the Tamberitzins, a beautiful Pittsburgh tradition that we don't think about as much as we probably should, but that will be coming up shortly. Right now, the Sound Hound with that ever so sweet nose and sweet furry disposition, is getting ready to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. You can see if you can solve this morning's sound hound puzzle. Are you here, buddy? Okay, hang on, and we'll be with you very, very shortly, sound hound, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as he offers this morning's mystery sound.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Last week, we had some wonderful musicians on with us, including teen harp player Juliana Mateo, a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award winner. The Snap and Bug String Band was also here with selections from their new release, Neighbors in the Cloudland. Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Dave Christie comprising that trio. If you missed those performances, you can hear them again at neighborhoodvoices.org. And coming later this year, a brand new way to hear our past features plus audio clips from our workshops with greater granularity of sorting and finding and searching and seeking and playing. That will be a little bit later this year. Wasn't that a song? Searching and seeking and sorting and finding. I don't think so. It's a good thing that somebody is here to relieve me of these singing duties. And I now ask the sound hound if you could please let me... Got it. Here is this week's sound from the sound hound. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Thank you, Soundhound. What's that? Okay, the Soundhound suggests offering it one more time. Thank you, Soundhound. Have a drink, and while you do so, your guests are welcome right now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Zach in Pittsburgh thinks it might be a steam locomotive. Your guess is quite good, but that's not it. Good luck.
When you break far from grace. Into the arms of understanding, looking for one safe place.
Safe place.
One safe place.
Safe place.
Trial by fire, and love's the sweetest taste, and I pray it lifts us higher to one safe place.
Hey,
one safe.
Of Alabama, along with Bart Cohn. And One Safe Place. We're in the midst of our Soundhound puzzle. We've had a lot of interesting guesses. And the Soundhound has been asked to feature the sound again. Here it is. Listen closely. (412) 200-5975 Bill in Homer City, your guess would make for a great Soundhound puzzle sometime. Bill guessed a street sweeper, and your guess is very close. In fact, in some ways, it's sort of the inverse to the guess. Or to the correct answer. I don't want to give it away, but what a great guess. Now, we have a lot of other guesses that have come in. Zach in Pittsburgh guessed steam locomotive, and then he turned around and got the correct answer afterwards. Philomena and John say that the Pittsburgh plunge is what it sounds like. At Kennywood, the Pittsburgh plunge, that's what John says. Philomena says it kind of sounds like Noah's Ark, formerly at Kennywood, with that little hissing bit of steam that would come up. It's not that. Kathy in Youngstown essentially came up with the correct answer. Tommy also thought it might be a steam engine. Linda in Collier half of the dynamic duo, Linda has the correct answer. Stu and McCandless thought it might be an acetylene torch. It's not that, but it does sound like that. Angie and Mars has the correct answer. Jim and Blackridge says filling a bucket with a hose. Close. Very close, but not that. Zach in Pittsburgh, as I mentioned, got it perfectly right. Tom and McCandless said it might be an Indianapolis 500 race or a jet plane. John and Addie in East Deer got it. Bob in Washington said it's a steam-powered aeroplane, or perhaps the machine that will steam a proper cup of coffee. It's not that, but that's a great guess. And we've got a few more. Caden and Annie are listening together. Hi, Caden. Hi, and hello to Annie. Caden thinks it's popping a balloon or maybe going down a water slide into a pool. I hear both of those things. I hear what you're saying. Annie thinks it might be the sound of air brakes. Bruce thinks it's compressed air of some type, maybe what they use to clean a car of dirt when replacing brakes. I like these guesses that have theories associated with them. 412-200-5975. The Sound Hound is stumping a lot of people today. Here's the sound again. It does have that Noah's Ark kind of sound from the old ride. Tommy in Virginia just guessed a shirt press. It's not that. Correct answer. Coming in, also from Bonnie, who also knew the Ferris wheel we were looking for last hour. Bon is listening in Northeast Pennsylvania. And Jeff, up on Observatory Hill, Jeff is playing along too. He's up 5 for 5. Today. Well done. Aline in Maine. It's so good to hear from you. Aline just got the correct answer. Stu, oh, you're so close. Stu says a power washer for cleaning sidewalks. It's hard to get this exactly correct. Daniel in Grove City, so nice to have you listening. Daniel, you've got it exactly correct. Bill in Homer City got it correct. Russ said it might be lighting a Bunsen burner in Chem Lab. That would be one heck of a Bunsen burner, though, when you listen to it. We have a correct answer from Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Thank you. And you you knew this pretty quickly. Thank
yes.
you for holding on. What
yes,
is it?
I did. It's a car wash.
A car wash. One of those car washes that you drive your car through and the wishy-washy things come down.
I used to love doing that as a kid, I remember. And I remember always going there is like between the ages of 0 and 13 or 14 and getting a lollipop afterwards.
Yes.
It, you know?
I used to like watching the car go through. They used to have some that were long and they had windows parallel to them and you could watch the cars that went through. And then there were the really cool car washes that you could actually go through, you know, with the car and sit in it. and kind of observe everything, you'd always want to make sure your windows were completely closed. A very important part.
And I used to love the smell. And also, I used to enjoy that Noah's Ark ride at Kennywood. I used to like, remember when the floor would vibrate?
Oh, yes.
I loved that
you know? Ride, and I'm sure a lot of other people did too. And people must, maybe that ride will come back someday. It will be rebuilt. I'm sure people missed it.
I'm glad at least they got the kangaroo back for people this summer too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well done. A charge to you, and I hope you have a good holiday weekend.
Hey, you too. Stay cool, man, and eat an extra burger for me.
Yes, today is National Hamburger Day. Don't celebrate the holiday. Vivian, good morning to you. Also, a correct answer from Bob in Washington and Dan in Mercer. Soundhound, you did a good job. Here it is again. The sound of a car wash, an automated car wash. Good job, Soundhound. We'll look for you again next week. Well, we mentioned Kennywood a few moments ago, and Noah's Ark is a great tradition of Kennywood. There is another Pittsburgh tradition that goes back many, many years, 85 of them to be exact, and that is the Tamberitzins. And we have Alyssa Bushnell with us today of the Tamberitzins, and the organization has had some ebbs and flows over the last few years due to the pandemic, and there are some exciting celebrations already underway and continuing through the first week of June that Alyssa can share with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your connection to the Tamberitzins. Have you been with the organization a long time?
Well, the Tamberitzins is something of a family tradition for me, actually. I was in the ensemble myself from 2011 to 15, but my parents were also both in the ensemble, and so were my grandparents. So you
wow.
could say it's family tradition as well as a cultural one.
That's amazing. So do you remember your grandparents? Did you get a chance to see them?
So I've seen videos of their performances, which has been very cool. But because of my parents' involvement in the group, I remember going to shows, you know, when I was very young. Some of my earliest memories, you know, are being at Tammy shows and meeting other Tammies, and I could never wait to be on the stage myself. So this is really a passion career for me.
Now, some folks don't know the basic history of the group and its connection. Can you, I know it's a long one. Can you give it a little bit of context for us?
Yes, certainly. So we are called the Tamberitzins because we were formed based around the idea of celebrating the tamboritza, which is a stringed instrument from the Eastern European area. And there was a professor, his name was Dr. Lester A. Pierce, and he was so passionate about this instrument that he created a small band. And through his commitment, it ended up morphing into more than that. There became dances, we started doing shows, and he was looking for someone to support the same mission he was, and he stumbled across Duquesne University. And they created a partnership which lasted for about almost 80 years. And that's how we found ourselves in Pittsburgh. And that's really how the group came to flourish. And, you know, at one point we were doing about 160 shows a year and touring internationally. That was in the 80s. And then in 2015, actually, we became our own nonprofit, breaking away from the university. And, you know, after 517 days of being off stage due to COVID, we're back and taking vows once again.
I'm so happy to hear that. And this is a really important tradition here in the Pittsburgh area, which is why we wanted to be sure that you could be with us today, Alyssa. It's called the 85th celebration, 85 years of the Tamburitzins, and there are a number of events that are happening throughout the coming days, June 2nd through the 5th. One of them is a fundraising gala at Lamont Restaurant on Thursday, June 2nd. But there are some others, too. On Friday from 2 to 5, there's a Tamburitzins alumni mixer. That sounds like it's a lot of fun. What will that entail?
So we wanted to give everyone the opportunity to see essentially our new home, the Tamburitzins' home. For many years, we were located on the Boulevard of the Allies. For anyone driving on the Allies, you've probably seen the Tamburitzin dancers on the side of that building on Milton Burger. You might not have known that's what it was, but everyone says, oh, look, it's the dancers.
Right.
A lot of different things, especially because we now have students from all universities, not Duquesne. We wanted to find a different location, and now we're located on the North Shore, about 2 minutes away from Heinz Field. So it's a great new space, and we wanted to give all of our friends, and as I call them, the Tamily, an opportunity to the new space. So we decided to have essentially this open house where everyone could come and we can really christen the building properly.
That's terrific. What's the street address of your new location? Do you know it offhand?
Yep. That's 1430 Superior Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, you're not far from us. 1430 Superior Avenue in Pittsburgh. So that event, you can actually be, if you're a one-time member, probably once a member, always a member, you can come. And you're welcome to come, even if you are not an alum, just to check out the new home. That's Friday, June 3rd from 2 to 5. Yep. Then from 6 to 9, you've got a Gateway Clipper cruise. Boy, it's you're going all out here. Then go ahead. I'm sorry.
85 years, you know, it's a big one for us. We've been a really unique ensemble for a long time, but we are one of the oldest live stage shows in America at this point. So we really wanted to celebrate and commemorate that, especially because we are so happy and proud to have come through COVID and be able to continue putting our students on stages across America.
I agree, Alyssa. It's a real sign of resilience, perseverance, too. Now, for people that enjoyed seeing a traditional show for a seated audience where you watch a performance and are sort of just invigorated by what you see on stage. June 4th at 7 o'clock at the Pittsburgh Playhouse sounds like a great opportunity to enjoy that. You've got a show called Symbols at the Pittsburgh Playhouse downtown. Tell us about that.
So the show this year is really exciting, called Symbols, The Awakening. Our artistic director always has such a vision for the production he puts together, and The Awakening really symbolizes, again, us two different things, you know, really one, us coming, awakening out of the pandemic and coming back to life on stage, and number two, just the awakening of culture, you know, kind of a renaissance of culture. So it's a really amazing production on such a phenomenal stage to the award-winning Pittsburgh Playhouse at Point Park. I mean, there's not a bad seat in that house. So we've been wanting to perform there a while, and we're really excited that the chance we get to do it is at our 85th celebration.
And then there continues, and there's more. the next day, June 5th, you've got everything planned. If you go to the Croatian Center Picnic Grounds in Millvale, noon to 5 on June 5th, and we'll give you a link to all these events, there's a family picnic where you can get together. Maybe you would like to get involved and learn things. Maybe you would just like to congratulate the organization. That's going to happen from noon to 5 on that particular Sunday, June 5th, at the Croatian Center, right?
Yep. And we, you know, just like you said, we really encourage anyone who's interested, or who just wants to hear some good music and have a good time, come out for some part of the weekend. That's part of why we plan so many different events, because we wanted to give everybody the opportunity to come to something or give everyone a space where they could really meet the Tamboritans and find out what we do. So the picnic, we have some live music, we have some good food, we have a great bar, and we hope to see everyone down there.
Excellent. That's all happening on June 5th. So these events, June 3rd, June 4th, and June 5th, and the gala, too, that I mentioned earlier on June 2nd. You can learn more at thetamboritsons.org, thetamboritsons.org. I hope we can have you in to play some music. Dancing doesn't always translate well over the radio, but it would be great to have you share some music with us some Saturday. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the 85th celebration?
No, just that it's a milestone year, and again, I hope that a lot of people are able to join us and celebrate, and we hope everyone has a great time.
Thank you, Alyssa. I know you've got to be very busy right now. We're grateful for you being with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Take care. TheTamboritsons.org, TheTamboritsons.org is how you can get additional details. Alyssa Bushnell, thank you for being with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Daniel's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indy Community Radio in Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, aggregation apps such as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and others, and slbradio.org/radio.
When that pitcher gets off a curveball,
does that mean that there wasn't no ball at all? When the preacher catches you asleep,
does that mean that you're some kind of a creep? You'd be standing on a corner looking like a stupid loner waiting for a bus, but the bus will pass you by and you couldn't catch its eye. You can bite its dust.
You reach out for something so impatiently,
and your days turn into months on end.
It's time to flip the page and to start up again.
Time to roll over,
see what other tricks you got.
Time to move over, let the new guy take a shot.
Strike it while it's hot,
'cause later there might not be any room for thought. When the rain clouds pass and it stays dry, does that mean that there wasn't no clouds up in the sky?
And when the rain comes back and it pours good,
does that mean that you finally understood? So you want to feed your belly, jump into the deli looking for a bite, and you have a close encounter with somebody at the counter looking for a fight.
When that store runs all out of your size,
does that rocket your plans up into other skies? What's the combination of the latest compilation? Does it need interpretation to avoid a reputation? Can we simplify, make it work?
time to roll over, see what other tricks you got. Time to move over, let the new guy take a shot. Strike it while it's hot, cause later there might not be any room for thought. All records that have gone before,
and you turn yourself a 180. Does that mean that your eyes are looking backwardly?
So you like to turn around and see the other side of town, but it's not easy.
No, no, no. And every time you look, it seems that they took away the scenery.
Ooh, it's a view that you're not quite used to. But since when did that ever seem to bother you? Time to roll over, see what other tricks you got. Time to move over, let the new guy take a shot. Strike it while it's hot, later there might not be any room for thought. Strike it while it's hot, strike it while it's hot.
Dan Hicks, along with Bette Midler, and Strike It While It's Hot. That happens to be one of the favorite artists of longtime Brigadier Jim of Crapton Heights, husband of Nicolette, also conveniently in Crapton Heights, and it's especially appropriate today because Jim authored our upfront puzzle, which you're going to hear in just a moment as we give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
So good to have you tuned in today. I hope you'll consider participating. Unlike many other radio programs these days, we are live in real time here on this Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. You'll also get a very friendly voice when you call the number that I'll give you. Ricky or I will answer the phone. We'll take your answer. We can relay it if you would like. Or you can join us on the air using the radio that happens to be right there in your house, or I should say the microphone that's in your house or in your hand or in your pocket, the one connected to your phone. Are you ready? What word naturally comes before bug, bolt, and round? Bug, bolt, and round. One word naturally comes before those three. 412-200-5975. Ricky just raised her hand. 412-200-5975. We are looking for the word that naturally comes before bug, bolt, and round. If you know, why not take a moment and call us? We would love to have you join us on the radio. 412-200-5975. We had a request for the Red Clay Ramblers.
I'd give me a horse, a great big horse. Give me a buckaroo and let me wahoo.
With this song, Wahoo, Wahoo, Wahoo.
Give me a ranch and a big pair of pants. Give me a sketch and two.
Wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. but I can
wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Lady's shoe, but I can
wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
It's just a gift from the prairie. You shouted with a bad, bad jig. Might get to call the pigs. I never could speak a word of Greek, and that could scoop a doo doo, but I can
wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Now, what did old Cleopatra say to Anthony when and she hollered?
Wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
They learned it on the horses, their contract too. They want a
wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Won't you give me those wide open bays?
You can have them.
I won't be there with those frails. I want a rainbow to the day. I'll lay me to rest out in the wet, like the biggest bay wet.
Red Clay, Ramblers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of correct answers coming in. I'm going to give you some additional clues, though, to our upfront puzzle. Are you ready for those clues? We're looking for the word that comes before bug, bolt, round. Also, it comes before rod. And it comes before Hopkins. 412-200-5975. Lots of answers to share with you. Zach got it right away, and Kathy in Youngstown also got it. Annie, out in eastern Pennsylvania, listening with Caden, and probably Matt, got the correct answer, as did Lamartine Pudge. Good morning, Pudge. Angie and Mars got it, so did Ty in Squirrel Hill. And a lot of activity on Facebook. Bob in Sewickley came up with the correct answer. So did Linda in Squirrel Hill and Sharon in North Carolina. Mike also came up with the correct answer. I think I've identified everybody playing along on Facebook. So again, the word up comes before bug, bolt, round, rod, strike. That's another one. It also comes before Hopkins. 412-200-5975. I'm not sure I can think of any other clues. Thank you for the kind words, Zach. Bruce came up with it. Tom and McCandless just came up with it, too. Good morning to Barry Slaymaker. Nice to have you tuned in. And Susan just sent us a note by way of Facebook. She got the correct answer. She is in South Park. Pauline and Maine got it too. Oh, how about, oh no, that clue doesn't work. Never mind. I thought I had a clue for a minute. Linda and Collier just got the correct answer. Linda's friend mentioned that once, when he was much younger, he actually opened a window while inside an automated car wash because he was curious. And I can understand that. The word we were looking for, did you come up with it? The word lightning. Lightning, lightning rod, lightning bolt, lightning round, lightning Hopkins, lightning Hopkins, and all of the other lightnings. Lightning strike was another one. I almost gave you this as a clue, but it wouldn't have worked. It's the other way around. This is Robert Earl Keane at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to Jim for the puzzle today.
Money to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Money, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her on behind. And down to Box Hill, baby, ride. Said James to Red Molly. I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years old, might not make 22. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent. And McRae, for they've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. No nuns and Indians and greases won't do. Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped to the
and leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Goes out to all you people who live your life up in the sky, never setting foot upon this earth without the urge to shut your eyes. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find
someday, find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday, find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Sometimes the heart can feel too much, and the eyes can see too clear, and there's no way to shield yourself from everything you see and hear. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Gonna find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Would that I could fly away with you and keep you safe within my arms, but I just stay on earth with every nerve and wrestle angels one by one. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Is all gone empty. I just walk from room to room, looking for some kind of satisfaction. And Mary, all I find is you. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday. someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry. I'll find my peace someday. Hey, hey. I'm gonna find my peace someday. I'll find my peace someday. I won't worry. I'll find my peace someday.
Peace someday.
Find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Someday, someday.
Devilish Mary at the Saturday Light Brigade. They have recordings. You've heard them live on the air with us a number of times, but Devilish Mary also has some recordings out available, and that one is from their album Beauty Is Everywhere. You also had a chance to hear Robert Earl Keane and Vincent Black Lightning from the album Happy Prisoner. And it was nice to hear from Sue, who, although the puzzle is backwards, as she acknowledged, it made her think of Smokestack Lightning, Tom Hoffman's group, which her son Michael has played with. We're going to begin this morning with a birthday on Friday, June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd, James Philip Kurkowski is celebrating his 18th birthday in Okinawa with dad and mom and his brothers Jude, Seth, and sister Cora. He graduates from high school on that same day, June 3rd, and your grandparents, John and Addie, wish you a very happy birthday. We remember when you were born, and we're really proud of your graduation. I can't believe you're going to be 18 on June 3rd. While we're at it, some other birthdays on June 3rd. Megan from Janice and Dad, and Tom and Ethan and Ryan. Lauren of Oakland from Mom, Dad, and Brother Carter. Joan of Regent Square. Martha from Richard, Jessica and Nathan, Tanya of Glassport, and Roy of Bridgeville from the Rothenberger family. Happy birthday also to Ethan on May 28th. Evan of Indiana celebrating today from David and Lisa. Jordan of Squirrel Hill and Ward of Munhall round out our birthday celebrations for today, the 28th. Tomorrow, John of Oakdale, formerly of Brooklyn, Carter of Oakmont, from Mom and Dad and Sister Lauren, Rebecca from Naomi, Stuart of Carnegie, and Joey of Beaver, from Mom and Dad and Brother Vinny. On the 30th, Peter of Point Breeze, Jan from Kristen, Greg, Alex, Jonah, and Tobias. Susan in Forest Hills from Katie and Jenny and husband Michael. Jan of Bellevue from husband Andy. And Jamie, Nino, and Rosie. It's also the anniversary of Tom and Denise in North Versailles. Cynthia wishes you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Gus from your sister Isabel on May 31st. Hannah from your grandmother, Millie, and your mom, Rebecca. Also on the 31st, Lois in Bethel Park, from daughter Kathy, and your whole family, Yoka from Mom Megan, Paula from the Schiller family. Also on the 31st, we have Noah of Blanche, North Carolina, and David of Butler. On June 1st, Mia of Squirrel Hill, Adden of Cranberry Township, Nina from the Lau family, Martha from Greg and Laurel and Carol, Kevin in Confluence, Nora of Mount Lebanon from Baba, and Jason of Lawrenceville from Heather and daughter Perry. Finally, Trish of West Mifflin, Mara of Bridgeville, Chandra in Santa Cruz, California, from Ginny of Slippery Rock, Logan of New Swickley, Maggie and Ben Avon from your family, Peggy of Greensburg, and Gwendolyn in Oakland.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
This just in, Keith, son of Pudge. Happy birthday to you, Keith, this coming Tuesday. Thanks for sending that in. Broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. And I see that Kathy in Youngstown has us wanting to wish Mandy in Squirrel Hill a happy birthday on May 31st. Happy birthday, Mandy, from us and from Kathy in Youngstown.
Long John Dean, he was a bold bank robber from Bowling Green, and they put him in the jailhouse yesterday. And oh, that fool already made his getaway. He's long gone
from Kentucky,
long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
He's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone, John, from Bowling Green. Was the funniest man I ever met. He liked to flirt with all the pretty gals he'd see. He got all mixed up with a policeman's wife, and now John has left his earthly life. He's long gone
from Kentucky,
long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
He's long gone, that's what I mean. Now he's long gone, John, from Bowling Green. A doctor by the name of Peck, he fell in a well, he broke his neck, and it serves him right, cause he should have been home tending to the sick and living well alone. Now he's long gone
from Kentucky,
long gone.
Ain't he lucky?